So, Paulette, I have an email for you. Let's read this email. What do you say?
Excited. Let's do it. Let's totally do it.
Okay, the email. Hi, Kirk. I'd be interested to hear you discuss the issue of men dating younger women. My cat wants to chime in. As a 55-year-old single woman, I've found it quite frustrating to try internet dating. By the way, I'm relatively attractive, I'm fun, and I'm responsible. So she wants to make sure that it's not...
You're like, I'm not a freak of nature.
Yeah.
Even though that would be okay if you were.
That'd be fine. There's a freak of nature for every pot, as they say. Since I've turned 50, I haven't received any replies from men I've written to online.
Oh my God.
So I've stopped online dating to meet men. I only received messages from men in their 70s and up.
Whoa.
I don't think the problem is exclusive to me, and I've read various articles on the phenomenon. Is my cat bothering you, by the way?
She's lovely.
Okay.
He or she. As long as he doesn't bite my face.
Yeah. Not that it matters to gender a cat, because it doesn't really change things, really. You know what I mean?
It changes how attracted I am to your cat.
Yeah, right. So she provided a link, and I read the article, and basically the article shows definitively that men, on average, hit on younger women online. Because, you know, the online dating sites, they have... You know, your
filters,
age.
Yeah.
Well, they have your age and they have filters, right, on your range that you're interested mm-hmm. in and who you tend to reply to online. And so on average, all men tend to hit on younger women on average. But older men, on average, hit on women much younger than their age. Mm-hmm. So like a 30-year-old man, on average, might prefer a 25-year-old woman. But a 65-year-old man, on average, would prefer like a 35-year-old woman. So the older you get,
the bigger the gap.
Yeah. So she goes on to say, I find it aggravating that there's a word with negative connotations for women who date younger men, aka a cougar. But for men, it's considered normal, and there's no similar word that connotes this inappropriate behavior for men.
Is it inappropriate?
Well,
we can
get into that. I've come to the conclusion that the rise of internet dating has killed romantic opportunities for women in my age range. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. What do you think, Paulette? Well, before we get into that, this is the Psychology in Seattle podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kirk Honda. I'm chair of the Couple and Family Therapy Program at Antioch University, Seattle. My cat's licking you right now. He's kind of a licker. Particularly,
I think he might have farted on me too.
Particularly that he doesn't usually fart.
Does he have bad breath or something?
That's bad breath. Bad breath. Yeah. Yeah, it's bad breath. He farted from his mouth hole. And I'm also a licensed therapist.
My name is Paulette Perhatch, cat lover, and writer in Seattle, an American layperson.
Published in the New York Times paper. Like actual physical
my
paper.
My name. According to all accounts, I was not hallucinating that.
Yeah. So what do you think about this, Paulette?
Oh, well, it brings me back to the book that I love that I know you're going to hate because you hate evolutionary psychology.
I don't hate the premises. I hate the conclusions that are often hastily derived.
Yes. Hastily.
But anyway, so go ahead.
So, you know, according to that book, men are attracted to, like, they're going to be attracted to as close to the age of fertility as possible. That's okay. What attracts men, signs of fertility. So, for example, you know, as women get older and your waist kind of comes out instead of going in, you know, like that's a sign. Women are, or men are attracted, according to this book, to thinner waist because it's a sign you're not pregnant, you know. So it's all about how we evolved to be attracted to fertility. Do I wish that, like, we could evolve beyond that and that men would appreciate women for their minds and the strength that a woman of that age has? Like, yeah, I do. And it's bullshit. That's what I think. But I think it's, like, evolved bullshit, and I don't know how to combat it.
Yeah, how do you combat that? I mean, so if that is our nature, which is hard to prove, honestly, because culture is a massive factor in all of that. But what do you do about that? If whatever the cause, what do older women do?
I don't know. I mean, my mom did the online dating thing and she met a guy pretty much her age. I think just keep the faith. Like, it's really annoying that you've never gotten a response.
Yeah.
You know, and also I would say keep going out in the real world. Don't give up on the real world yet, you know, and keep meeting new people. That's hard though. Like, you know, it's like easy for me to say I'm in my 30s and stuff. It scares me. Like, women talk about when you get older, how you kind of become invisible. Like, I've heard an older woman use that word, and that sucks. Yeah. You know, like, I went to an event in LA a few weeks ago at a writer's conference, and it was all these amazing women writers. And there's this emergence now of, like, this woman, Claire Vey Watkins, wrote this essay on pandering about how so many women have just been trying to, like, impress the guys, you know, especially with writing and arts. It's like, and now I think there's this awesome resurgence of the strength of women, isn't it? And, like, women who are older saying, like, no, I'm a badass. I'm not losing, just because I'm, quote, losing my looks, all these other really awesome, strong things are emerging in me, like my self-confidence, my wisdom, all this cool stuff that you can't see on a profile pic on a dating website. And I wish that those aspects were more respected and valued, and they're not. And, like, I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah.
And I could be in that position. I could be in my 50s dating later in my life and be like, hey, what the F, you know?
Yeah. Well, by then we'll all be in a holographic world and it won't matter.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to be hallucinating that I'm Beyonce in the singles, all the single lady videos. That's my VR life I want to be living over and over.
You'd be Beyonce or
totally.
And there'd be crowds of people around you just be, oh my God, you're the best.
Dancing my little heart out.
So, okay, well, I'll go into my advice in a second, which is similar to yours, but I'll go into mine. Why is this? I mean, so biology might be a factor. It's likely a factor. Hard to exactly know the weight of that factor in comparison to culture. But if we were to look at our culture, what do we see in our culture that contributes to this, do you think?
Youth obsession.
Yeah. So ageism.
I got not a Groupon. What's the other one? I got like a coupon website thing today for Botox.
Yeah.
In my email. It's like, get out of here.
Right. Yeah. So being older in our culture, in our Western culture, is considered something akin to having the plague or something.
Yeah.
Having leprosy.
I saw someone said that they had Googled venerable women and Google was like, do you mean venerable men or vulnerable women? Like, it was like not a thing that, you know, women were venerable in their older age.
That's funny. Google usually tries to manipulate stuff like that. So they should probably get on that because they hate it when Google like does that sort of thing, you know, like,
reflects how messed up our society is.
Right. Like if you type in like, are black people ... like, Google will purposely change the suggestions.
Wow.
Not based on what's typically written, but
I did not know that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So they should be alerted to that one, you know, because, you know, Google wants to be socially responsible.
It's so interesting though. I mean, that's a whole other topic, but like, where is the line of that? Have you heard of nudging?
Yeah.
That concept?
I just listened to a podcast about nudging actually. Yeah. Yeah, we can talk about nudging at some point. It's an interesting concept. Philosophically, actually, I think it's sort of interesting that it's even called nudging because it's basically just manipulation of human beings. It's, you know, nudging is a nice word for it. But it happens all the time, and I think if you use manipulation for good, then it's not a bad thing, you know. Manipulating people to be healthier and happier is not a bad thing.
I mean, all the arts is a kind of manipulation.
Everything's a manipulation. Yeah.
This podcast is a manipulation.
Right. This podcast is a manipulation.
This cat's manipulating me right now.
Right.
We were talking the other day about singing patriotic songs when you're like a little kid and what that does to you. Anyway.
Totally. All that
completely
stuff.
Off topic.
Yeah. So culture, ageism, sexism.
Sexism.
You know, we...
Trying to get it on later in life.
Right. We look at women as being lesser, and then we look at older people as being lesser. So if you're an older woman, then you're lesser. Also, women aren't valued for their power like men. And older people are associated with more power, more money, better career. But for in our culture, but things are changing. Things are changing slowly. But women are valued for their looks and men are valued for their power in our culture. And therefore, an older woman has, quote unquote, lost her looks, but she has power. So she doesn't matter that she has power. Whereas older men might have lost their looks kind of, but they have more power. So they retain their attractiveness through the age. Right.
Yeah. It's like, I saw something where Olivia Wilde was deemed too old to play Leonardo DiCaprio's wife or something. And like,
she's probably like 10 years younger than him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sort of stuff drives me crazy. Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll see a depiction, you know, an actress that seems to be of similar age to the male actor that's, you know, plays their partner. And I just rejoice. But so often the actress that plays the person's partner in life is 20 years younger than that person, you know?
Yeah. But like, I just feel bad because it's, none of this is like day to day going to help this woman or solve this woman's problem. I always think about if that were me, I'm like, okay, if that's me, I'm just going to like live my awesome life in America and then like go down and get like a pool boy, you know, just have like a little guy on the side, yeah. little like, you know, man toy. Yeah. You go younger. Just be like, I'm going to get like a 25-year-old. Hey, baby, need some help with your tuition?
Yeah. There are websites for that.
No, but I mean like, to me, this just says, like, I've thought about if the men that I have fallen in love with, if I would have found them on dating websites, and the guy who runs the Modern Love podcast column out of the New York Times did this experiment with his wife, and they both went on a dating website to see if they would be matched, and they weren't because he didn't make enough money for what she had put. So to me, it just says, go out in the real world. You know, and keep trying to make friendships with someone because I don't know, like, it's disappointing that someone can just filter you out like that for your age. I think someone would be less likely to do that in the real life if they met you and knew you, you know?
Totally. You mentioned profile picture. They found that the picture is a major factor in whether someone messages, whereas in real life, there's more factors involved, you know, chemistry, the way someone moves.
If your voice is annoying.
Yeah, absolutely. also, just another cultural factor, women are valued for being subservient to men. And an older woman is assumed that she's not going to be as subservient as a younger person, right?
Oh, I love being subservient.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
I just want to provide a little caveat before moving forward that there are plenty of men who prefer the same age woman or older women, you know? So we're talking about averages. I know guy friends of mine who have a pattern of dating older women. And so we're not talking about all men. Hashtag not all men.
Hashtag not everybody.
So there's an article I wanted to talk about with you, Paulette, written by Terry Trespicio. And it's titled 7 Reasons Why You Should Want to Date an Older Woman. And number one is she's got her own life. What do you think about that? Do you think that's a reason why you should date older women? Because she's
going out like by herself without a chaperone?
Yeah.
Because that seems...
Yeah, right. So in the article, she's basically saying she's got her own career, her own friends, her own apartment, her own money. And so that should be attractive, I would imagine, to somebody, right?
I mean, I think it's good for the woman. Why is it good for the man?
Well, I think it's what they're saying is it's good for the man because she's not dependent and she doesn't depend on you.
That's true.
She might have interesting things to offer.
Some men find that really
threatening. Right.
Yeah. not okay.
Number two,
guys suck.
Number two, she can hold her own, which is similar to number one, which is she's, you know, if you bring her to an event, she is likely more able to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, there's variability in that, but the older you get, the more confident you get, and the more able you are. Number three, she knows what she wants and what she doesn't want. Do you think that's true as you've aged?
Are we talking about sex or are we talking about...
I think that's part of it, yeah. But just also other things.
Yeah, I think there's a lot less drama in your life when you get older. You're like, oh, I know who I am. For example, I want to be the kind of person who is like going backpacking for 7 days and like out in the wilderness. That's just not happening.
Yeah.
And I want to be that kind of person, but I'm not. And I'm old enough to be like, okay, like maybe I'll do that once, but that's not really who I am in total.
Yeah. And I had to come out of the closet. Well, actually, it took me probably 30 years to even figure out what you just said, because growing up in the Northwest, it's just assumed.
I know. And I want to be like the guys with that big bushy beard, like sipping out of a steaming tin cup at 4 a.m. in the mountains. Like, I want to be that kind of person. I'm just not, you know?
No.
And I think what that point says to me is there's less drama, because you're like, oh no, like I know I don't need to like mess around with something that really isn't for me.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know what's up and you know who you are.
Right. And number four here, she doesn't move in a herd. She doesn't, she's more independent.
None of this stuff sounds like sexy to me though. Like, like I think it's important, but as far as telling a man, like, this is why you should date someone, I don't know if it's the best points.
Well, what would you say?
I don't know. They're better in bed.
Okay.
But I also don't want to be like, you should only date a woman for sex or whatever. Like, I don't know. I think there are good guys out there who want a partner and want a friend and aren't just like looking for some sexy chick on their arm.
Right. I think, yeah, this article misses that point, in that when you're with someone that is of your age, you share so much more in common.
Mm-hmm.
And not that you need to have that, but it can feel sometimes distancing when, for instance, you refer to the TV show Happy Days, which was bigger than Seinfeld in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And the person goes, Happy Days? I don't know what that is. Or you talk about Paul McCartney and they say, oh, isn't that the guy that Kanye West made famous? And you're just like, oh my God. So,
well, and you know, I think that some guys use their, you know, partner for different things. Like, some guys just want a sexy chick on their arm and then they're like, here's some money, go buy some drinks, let me talk to my friends. Whereas, for example, like, when I'm in a relationship, I want that to be my best friend. I want that to be like my everything,
right.
You know?
And I think most people are like that. I think when men do that, they're buying into a false notion of happiness that doesn't actually lead to happiness. Every human being is the same, except for maybe even psychopaths are like this, but we'll exclude them for the moment. The 99% of the rest of us all prefer attachments that are secure and that are real. And so having a trophy relationship, you know, obviously doesn't help us. She has other things on here, the last three. She had sex before she had a Facebook profile. So she says, I got a glimpse of his page. So she was dating younger men. She said, I got a glimpse of his Facebook page. And he left it open one day, and I did take a gander at his ex-girlfriend, but I found it so stressful that I closed out of it immediately. Try getting away with that with a 27-year-old. So, you know, it's interesting. Number six here. She doesn't need you. She wants you. So, you know, more confidence thing. And the seventh one is she can make you a better man because, you know, she has her own life and her own strengths that she can offer to the table. So, yeah. Well, what my solutions are, there are the following. There's two main things that I'll say. One is that there are dating sites specifically for older people that...
Our time.
okay,
.com,
which are probably helpful to older women. But the main thing is basically what you were saying, Paulette, which is don't give up. I had a client specifically working on this for a long time, and I was with her through every phase, and she probably went through a couple years where she was online dating, and I think I even suggested she do online dating, but because this was, a number of years ago. And in the beginning, same exact thing. Everyone that she the only people that hit on her were 20 years older than her and were, disabled in some ways, like they'd had a stroke or they had heart disease or, not that there's anything wrong with that, but it wasn't just like an older guy. It was someone who had a very different sort of lifestyle than mm-hmm. what she, she was still active and working. And so at the time, in the back of my head, I was like, I don't know if this is going to work out, but I was saying, just keep the faith. Cause in my head, I thought it's just a numbers game. Mm-hmm. Whenever you're online dating, it's just a numbers game. You will find the right person eventually. It's just a matter of time, and you have to keep doing it. It's sort of like if you throw 1,000 darts at a dartboard, eventually you're going to hit the bullseye.
If you throw enough shit against the wall, some of it's bound to stick.
Right. And so online dating is like that. Whereas most people, I think what they think is, but I threw a dart at the dartboard and it didn't hit a bullseye. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, you eventually will. You just have to keep throwing. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's the second dart, maybe it's the 1,000th dart, but it's probably worth continuing. So, but she went through a period of pretty severe demoralization where she felt like it was hopeless. And she started lowering her standards, and she got into some pretty bad situations with some pretty creepy.
Oh no!
And she ended up also settling for guys that were much, much older than her, and found that just wasn't going to work. And and she went offline and gave up for a while, and she went back online. But eventually, after I don't know, I'm guessing 2 or 3 years. She met a guy online and they fell in love, and they've been together now for 6 or 7 years or wow. something. Yeah. And it's the best relationship she's ever been in her life.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So it's just a matter of time. It can feel terrible. It can be demoralizing, but really that's the way it is for anybody who doesn't have a perfect profile picture. Mm-hmm. When you're online dating, it is a ego shredder. But you just have to take it with a grain of salt or do it in bouts. Like I've worked with clients who will do it they'll do it intensely for like a week mm-hmm. and then they'll take a break because mm-hmm. they need their ego to kind of go back to normal. And then they'll do it for another week, like 3 months later. And so there are strategies to upholding your self-esteem through it. But I would say don't give up. And also, of course, your advice, Paulette, of don't give up on real life meeting people. Join social activities. There's dance classes and meetup groups and hiking groups and volunteering and, I don't know, just churches. There's various different things you can do. Any final words here, Paulette?
Yeah, I think just don't give up. I mean, it's such a bummer, but... it's such a bummer when you don't know when it's going to be over, but then often once it is, it's like, oh, it was worth the wait,
Yeah. Yeah. Don't give up. Don't give up.
Don't stop believing.
Well, that does it for another episode of Psychology in Seattle. Thanks for joining us out there. Please take care of yourself because
you deserve it.